Righto, from Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
How about the PMI, eh?
Yeah, long weekend's behind us. Let's start the weekend off on the front foot, huh? We've got to reach back to last Thursday, given we were enjoying Matariki on Friday. But man, has manufacturing found its mojo what? So it's in the commentary, they refer to it as a significant expansion. It's gone up a lot, a surprising amount, actually. So at the headline, the BNZ Business New Zealand Performance of Manufacturing Index printed at a stellar 59.7. Now, let's put some context here. It's up sharply from 51.3 in May, 50.6 in April. It's at the highest level we've seen it at since July 2021, so sort of 5 years. And a bit more sort of context, the long-term average is 52.5, so it's blasted that out of the water. I mean, and at 59.7, if you look at the global comparisons, it makes us look like a global rock star. We're back. The rock star economy is back. Anyway, big positive shift in respondent comments as well, which is telling. All of the sub-indexes were in expansion. New orders, which is forward-looking, we like that. That's standing out at 64.1, very solid. Production climbing to 59.4, deliveries 57.3. I guess, Mike, the issue is, how do you interpret this? I would speculate that the prospect of falling fuel prices might have been the sort of catalyst to revisit and rekindle that blossoming optimism that we saw early in the year that was derailed by the Middle East conflict. The authors of in the commentary also point to falling wholesale electricity prices as a factor as well, so you'll take that. The strength of this does tend to sort of support the RBNZ moving the cash rate closer to neutral as well, because it looks quite frothy, doesn't it? But it does, for me, sort of bring the weekend's escalation of hostilities in the Gulf back into stark focus, because yeah. I really don't want to be susceptible to another round of petrol price volatility. But boy, what a way to start the week.
Yeah, you can't argue with the numbers. In fact, I think it was Topless or whoever it was said that they were so unusual that they had to triple check what was going on here.
they spent days checking the numbers to make sure it was right. Yeah,
yeah, it's amazing. But then how do you contrast the trachometer? Because one's good and one's not so good.
Yeah, but mixed, really. So trying to corroborate it when we look at sort of looking for heightened transport activity, the light traffic index didn't deliver on that front because it fell 0.5% in June. Looking at the annual number, it's down 0.4, so pretty subdued, really. Still sort of reflecting a reluctance to travel, I think, because of fuel price pressure, which suggests that demand, which LTI, the light traffic index, reflects, hasn't sort of started to rebound yet. Looking ahead, you'd expect for or hope for to see some movement in the July numbers as lower fuel prices make their presence sort of felt. The heavy traffic index, though, is more encouraging. Yeah. Rose 1.8% month on month, is up 1.3% year on year, which does suggest some lift in activity that reflects production. And you've got an upward trend intact there as well. So let's look to July on that light traffic, but I'll just take the manufacturing number and enjoy it.
I reckon what's your read on the Strait? We just wait and see.
Well, we've got worrying news, really. So the memorandum of understanding seems to be completely forgotten, doesn't it? The ceasefire is completely forgotten. I keep looking at these indexes of the number of ships going through the Strait, because this, from the point of view of what the hostilities mean, it's not good for the normalisation of ship traffic through the Gulf. It's certainly not helpful. So this Bloomberg index of crossings, looking at commercial cargo ships, and of course there's a problem here because some of those ships don't have their transponders on, but just looking at the measure that we've got, it's fallen to 7. That's in the 24 hours. It was sitting around 120 pre-conflict, but we did have a day last week when it was at 57. Mm. So it's certainly, all you need is something like this, and all of a sudden everything slows down again. We don't have an update on the oil price yet because we've got to wait and see how that starts trading today, but I'd be very surprised if it wasn't a little bit higher.
Indeed. Numbers, please.
So the Dow Jones, these are Friday's numbers. Dow Jones up 0.28% on Friday, 52,637. The S&P 500 up 32.42%, 7,575. The NASDAQ gained 0.29%, up 75 points, 26,281. The FTSE 100 gained 0.25% as well, 10,497. The Nikkei was up 1.2%, a good day there, 68,557. The Shanghai Composite fell 1%, 3,996. The Aussies up 0.5%, 8,806 the close there, and we had a good day on the NZX 50. These are Thursday numbers, obviously, 0.88%, 120 points, 13,000. 7.85. The Kiwi dollar has strengthened after the RBNZ put the cash rate up. It's now 0.5759 against the US, 0.8282 against the Aussie, 0.5046 euro, 0.4293 against the pound. It's 93.06 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $4,119. Brent crude, the last measure I have, $76.01. But as I say, I'd expect that probably to be a little bit higher in trading today.
We will reflect on that tomorrow. See you then. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.